This is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska, welcoming you to High Note Music Magazine. The Pilots is an original musical with a background of the history of Polish airmen who fought in the Battle of Britain. The libretto and direction is by Wojciech Kępczyński, lyrics by Michał Wojnarowski, and music by brothers Jakub and Dawid Lubowicz. Pilots is to open at the Roma Theatre in Warsaw this coming October, and the stage invited for a preview of some of the music and a meeting with the artists.
My name is Michał Wojnarowski. I'm the literary manager at Roma Theatre in Warsaw and also the lyricist for our new musical, Piloci, The Pilots.
What was the biggest challenge in writing libretto and songs to this musical, which is very strongly versed in Polish history, although history here is only a background, isn't it?
It is only a background, and we certainly didn't want to make a documentary. We just want to tell a story about, two stories actually, at the same time. One about brave Polish pilots who fought in the Battle of Britain, and of course a love story between our male-female protagonists. In terms of challenges, I think the biggest challenges are still ahead of us because we are only in the middle of a process of creating it, and now, of course, the biggest task is to stage it and to put it up there and see how it works. And the challenge will be maybe to change or adjust something that we will see won't work. On the other hand, of course, our hope is that it will all work perfectly well.
So what did you take from the story of the Polish squadrons in the Battle of Britain?
Well, frankly, not much, except maybe for the actual bravery of the Polish pilots who, I mean, as Churchill himself said, I mean, never in the history of human conflict so much was owned by so many to so few. So the characters are fictitious, or fictional rather. The story itself is also a work of fiction. So that's it. We certainly didn't want to tell a story letter for letter.
Perhaps the story of a, let's say it's grandly, a generation?
Well, it was a generation who fought during the war, of course, not only in the United Kingdom, in the Battle of Britain, but everywhere in Europe and elsewhere. But we would like to focus, I think, on certain individual characters and through them tell probably a broader story.
How does one set about writing the libretto to something like this?
The libretto is by Wojciech Kępczyński, but that's a tough question, really, because I've never thought about it this way. It's about having certain ideas, having good ideas, who hopefully come to you at any time, really. It's not like a 9-to-5 job, as you can imagine. You don't sit down and write it for 8 hours a day, but you just wait for some of them do, but probably they are better than I am. but it's getting the good ideas in terms of putting it into a contemporary language, because this is our main goal, to tell a story from 80 years ago using all sorts of modern techniques, language, music, and so on.
Yes, that was something I did want to ask about, the contemporary aspect of it all, because this introduction you have presented to us, there was hip-hop in it, and that definitely is not something you associate with World War II.
No, of course you don't, and you'll also find in October that there are also other musical styles that you certainly won't associate with World War II. And also we didn't try to use any, I didn't want to use any archaic language. I just wanted to focus on the language as we use it today. So that's the main point here, I think.
Niesiesz mnie nad ziemią, obłoki się rumienią.
wiatrem uskrzydleni. Umkniemy prawom ziemi. Powiedz słowo w sprawie cud. Złożę gwiazdy u twych stóp.
Is this the first Polish musical?
No, not at all. I mean, the first one, I think, or certainly the one that everyone has heard about was Metro back in 91. And, of course, there were some others throughout these years. I have to remember that in 2007 there was also Akademia Pana Kleksa here, but this was more geared towards children.
Why do you think we have such a modest history of musicals? I mean, we do love our musicals, judging by the popularity of this theatre.
I think that's because it's a very, very demanding form. It combines not only theatre and music, but it also combines singing, combines dancing, and combines choreography. And also in the recent years, there's more and more of technical demands in terms of how to put it on stage. So it's probably the most complex and the most difficult form of theatre.
Coming back to the pilots for a moment, how did the idea start?
The idea started with Wojciech Kępczyński, who was telling me about it. As he said, two brothers of his grandmother, if I'm getting that right, actually fought in the Battle of Britain. And hence, as he said, this subject, this idea, has been with him for a very long, long time. And we've actually been searching for a positive, a good hero that we can focus, because we certainly don't want to present anything gloom, anything sad. That's also why we're using all sorts of different musical forms, like the hip hop.
The history of the Battle of Britain squadrons, it's a legend. Weren't you at any point concerned that you were tackling a legend after all?
Well, of course we are, but our aim is to show that legend from a different perspective, from a different angle. Because we don't want to show our pilots as heroes who deserve only a huge monument and that's it. I mean, one has to remember that they were real-life people, real-life characters with all their vices and virtues. And this is what we want to present. So if you're thinking about the legend being something that you put up and just look at with awe, this is not something that we want to do. I don't think we are destroying it, because we are also in this way paying a tribute to them by showing that not only were they brave and not only did they fight very valiantly with Luftwaffe, with the Germans, but there were also real people with real feeling, real drama sometime, capable of love, hate, and all those emotions that are so typical of humankind, really.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nie obiecuj nic, nie mów aż tak dużo, daj zatopić się w twoich oczu. Głośny śmiech bogów nie oburzy. Prośbę jedną mam, całuj mnie i tańcz. Choćby los chciał nas zranić, to te chwile jedną mamy. Nie obiecuj nic, nie mów aż tak dużo.
My name is Jan Traczyk. I finished composing in Warsaw Music Academy. I'm mainly a vocalist, but I was singing a few years in a theater recently, so I did some acting.
And you are singing one of the leads here in this new musical.
Yeah. The role of Jan, which is also my name. That's funny. Yeah, he's a pilot. He's a lover. with Nina. He's fighting for Poland in the Second World War as a pilot, yeah, of plane.
Have there been any challenges for you in this role?
Yeah, lots of. I think, yeah, always to, I know how to say that in English, to get in the role, to like do it, to find it in yourself, that's always a challenge. So that's one thing, to find this Jan, this character. The second thing is singing, because it's really difficult, lots of difficult songs, difficult notes to sing, high notes, because the high notes are the most difficult usually. Yeah, for me, they're high notes, they're more difficult. So singing, probably there will be a lot of dancing too, which is the worst for me, because I really prefer to sing or to act. But I don't know yet, because we just started the rehearsals with director.
What about the history? What is your attitude to the history behind this musical? Or doesn't it really affect you?
It does. I don't know. Maybe it's that's because, you know, sometimes young people, they just don't feel it because they're too young. Before I started my work in theater, it was, I don't know, 7 years ago, I was 1 year in artistic ensemble of the Polish army. So we were singing lots of patriotic songs. Mm-hmm. I must say, I really, like, I can't say I believed in it. I felt it then, like this patriotic side. Often we were singing for the people, for old people who are really fighting for Poland. And we saw the tears in their eyes when we were singing then. And then I felt that is so, I don't know, important. In this musical, it comes again to me. I don't know, I can find it in myself again, this patriotic, I don't know, spark, something. So it's really important to me, this history. And I think Polish pilots in the Battle of Britain, it's really, I don't know, kind of forgotten that Polish pilots were really such heroes in that battle. So I think it's really worth showing, you know, everybody this part
really
of our history.
I was worried that actually this production might affect the legend. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel that?
I feel it's good that yes. we choose, that our director choose this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think there are fragments or songs or ensembles in this production which you have a gut feeling you know are going to be a hit with the audience?
Yeah, I do. I think the our duet, which we sang today, is one of these songs. And I think the fourth song, Pan Harikan, Mr. Hurricane.
The hip-hop
one. I think it's also a hit song, especially for the, you know, younger audience.
Ja akademię ludzie skończyłem i się nie mylę, bo prymusem byłem. Tego pana Harikana zróbcie dla Jana. Bez obijania i bez gadania, ani słowa jak się to komuś nie podoba. Wyszykować go szybko, bo czasu szkoda. Pomalować mi tu zaraz skrzydła. Oba, ha, właśnie tak.
Tak, tak. Tak, tak.
Straszy wroga szachownicy znak.
Niech leci i dogoni wiatr.
To nie byle samolot, tu pan Harikan. Ty wsiądzie w niego Jan.
Szkopy nie mają szans.
My name is Edyta Krzemień and I'm actor in this beautiful musical theater in Poland.
What kind of a change is it from Phantom of the Opera to a musical which is first in Polish history?
It's a totally different story. We are in the Second War, so it's very important for our history. But we are speaking about, not about politics, not about big tragedy. We speak about people who was very normal, who were in love. So we're speaking about them, about the pilots and about the girls who were around those boys. We are in the different places, in Poland, in England and in France. So the first question was about Christine Daae, yeah, Phantom of the Opera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's totally different singing. The Andy Lloyd Webber songs are very operatic, with a high soprano voice and in different, totally different world. For me, it's difficult because now, 8 years later, after the premiere of Phantom of the Opera, also I am older, and my kind of thinking about the theater and about the roles are different. So mm-hmm. I think it will be interesting. I know that music is very strange sometimes. There is a hip-hop, there is a rock music, pop music, so a lot of many kinds of music. But I think the people will love this show. I think they should come not one time to understand, because there is a lot of stories in this musical, not only one beautiful girl like Kristen Dahl and Phantom and Raoul. We have many people, many main characters, very important. So we are group, 16 people. So
you are in fact singing one of the lead roles.
Yes.
This girl who falls in love with a pilot, mm-hmm. and with war as a background.
Yes, and it's interesting that we want to show Nina, this is her name, that she is not only beautiful in love girl. She has many problems, like for example, German officer. He is in love with her, and she don't know what to do in this situation, in the Second War, to go with him or not. She know that she has to go with him because she needs information. For she is with this group that conspire.
That is several levels indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be very popular as the other mm-hmm. musicals here?
I think so, because there is many funny situations between Polish pilots and English girls, for example, when they want to speak English but they can't, and this part of musical is very funny, and we love it. It's always fun in our rehearsal, and there is everything. There is something for families, for old people who are always all the time living in the past, and there is many things for young people, and there's not only the story, there is normal beautiful people who we are those people who can have the same history. It can happen every day. We know it, that the war can, I hope, no, but we never know what's happened next day. So this is the story about this, that we really don't know what's happened next day.
Thank you very much for your time, and keeping fingers crossed, and of course, hoping to see you and hear you on stage.
Thank you so much.
In High Notes, I have been talking to Michał Wojnarowski, author of the lyrics of the musical Pilots. Also, Edyta Krzemień and Jan Traczyk cast in the leading parts of Nina and Jan. And before the show opens in October, we could hear a sample of the music. Your host was Elżbieta Krajewska. Thank you for listening.
Na samolotach to my się świetnie znamy. Może któraś z was chce ze mną się przelecieć? Co powiecie? Nie chcecie? Czajcie ten kształt piękny jak tak. Te skrzydła i ten ogon, ten ster i płat. Ten samolot tak jak ja. Nie ma wad. Właśnie tak. Tak, tak. Tak, tak. Tak, tak, tak. Tak. Bo to jest taka moc, że kiedy silnik gra, zakochać można się.
Coś w sobie ma?
Będzie na błysk i oto nam szło. Ślicznotka jak ty.
Ślicznotka, nie ma co.
Aha, yeah, yeah. Aha, aha. Wow.
Stop.